time by Danny Lowe after the 4-1 defeat at Leyton Orient. Danny, tough game to come into, obviously, after the events of the week and stepping up without a manager today. And for a long spell, we were under a lot of pressure today, and then we got the goal, and then, of course, two penalties, and the game swings against us. It must have been a frustrating afternoon out there.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, it's obviously been a really tough week. Obviously, Adam's gone and Dave's gone, which obviously the lads are gutted at. But we understand that's football. Me and Martin obviously asked to come in and take training and take charge today. And firstly, I'd say credit to the lads. They've acquitted themselves well in training, been professional about it. Know we had to come in and try set up a formation that we could try and get something out of the game. And I thought to an extent we'd done that. Coming here with a manager is going to be a tough. Anyway, a big club, big crowd, full-time players, a lot more resources than we've got at our disposal. And we said we wanted to set up in a way that we knew that they're going to have a lot of possession early doors. The crowd would be behind them. And we thought if we could weather that, get through it. I mean, they did have a few chances. Joe's pulled off some good saves, but the game went how we thought it was going to. And as the half and on in the first half, we slowly got into the game and got a foot on the ball. And I thought it was a very well-worked goal by ourselves. Bit of calm heads in the middle of the park. And obviously Kev's put a great ball across the box. And we managed to go 1-0 up. And then, without sounding too bitter and following Duruta, the moaning about the referees has absolutely killed us, to be honest. Asher's, the ball's just been pulled across. He's leaning that way in the first place. His arm's been straight by his side and he's given the penalty. Whether he's done that because he thought Joe fouled their striker earlier on and tried to make amends for it, I don't know. There's only the ref would know that. But obviously, knocks your stuffing out of you a little bit, but you try and rally again. And then, the second penalty, the ref's not even get it. He stood facing the way that the incident happened and the line I was giving it. So I think after two pens in quick succession, it definitely deflated the lads, and coming out for the second half, it were always going to be tough.
And that number half-time dressing room must have been deflated, but obviously you still knew they were in the game for that second period.
Yeah, deflated, but as we said there, decisions will happen, and once they have happened, you've got to dust yourself down. And I mean, the two penalties is a killer. If they score one and then another goal, but two penalties, to be done by that in the first half is it's disappointing and it's a lot to take. But we're just sitting there, just forget it, because there's no point. You can't look backwards and change what's happened. It's happened, and let's try and we expected them to have a lot of possession again in the second half, which they did, to be fair. It's always going to be an uphill task after they've got the tails back up after being 1-0 down. The crowd was getting a little bit restless as well when they were 1-0 down. And then, like I say, the third goal's the killer, really, because it's definitely an uphill task.
And in terms of how set about the game today, it was obviously a few changes, some interesting things that we hadn't seen before. Will Hatfield playing a very advanced role. Was that an opportunity for players to sort of express ways that they wanted to play in the game, or was that a collective decision amongst you guys?
I think that's Will's best position. I played with him at Halifax, and Will's a fit lad. He'll run all day for you, and he's better coming onto the ball. And the videos that we'd watched, we knew that if we get around the centre halves a little bit, which I think you saw in the first half, they'll start miskicking the clearances, and it happened, kicked him out for a few corners. So not sounding like, oh, we're managers, but that's exactly what we thought would happen, and that's why we pushed Will on there, because he's got the legs. And also we knew they played two in the middle, so if we still had two latched onto their two, so it wasn't going to be outnumbered. And then obviously on the other side to it, when I was defending, it kind of goes into a five to try and make us look, so you're solid a little bit. You're going to influence the game going forward, and you're also solid to an extent when you're defending. So that was just a game plan, really.
Almost came off as well, didn't it? And is your hat in the ring?
No. As far as I know, I'm sure. I think the new manager's not far off. I think I've still got a few years left in me yet as well, to be honest. But it was nice. It's a great experience, a great honour for the AD or the chairman of it, just to say, come here, Mike, take it. It's a learning curve for me, so obviously I want to go down that route of management. But I'm a player. I want a manager today. It was just the captain of the club, and just do the best for the club I could and try and get all the lads focused and be as normal as possible and keep the spirits up. Like I say, it's a difficult week. It's obviously a difficult week for the chairman, whoever, obviously the decision has come from the top. So it's been a difficult week for the club all in all. But all you can do is praise the lads, really. I thought they've been first class in training, first class down here in the hotel, and done everything we asked of them. And yeah, that. But saying that, it doesn't really surprise me, because we're a very strong got strong characters and we're a good group of lads, which I think you can see anyway.
So expect an announcement next week, and we'll be obviously looking to start to shape things more in our favour from Eastleigh next week. Another tough game for us, isn't it?
To be honest, even league below, every game's tough in this league. You look at the results week in, week out, teams are beating each other. Tranmere were down near us, Hartlepool had won the first game against us, so clubs that you expect to do well obviously find it a little bit more difficult, and obviously we're no exception to that. But yeah, like I said, the new manager will come in. As you know, as a footballer, been in football long enough, he might want to bring a few new players in, some players might leave. That's down to the new manager and whatever have you, and as a player you've just got to come in. He'll obviously set his stall out how he wants things to be done, and you abide by it, and like I say, it's a clean slate for everyone. I think the potential new manager was here today, so he might have liked some things, he might not have liked some other things, but like I say, as a player, my job now is back to just being a player. That's it, that's all I can do, and to report for training whenever the new manager's announced, and just go from there really.